Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Monday, January 27, 2014. On today's show, I will be talking with actor Harry Lennox from the hit NBC action thriller, The Blacklist. Lennox will be calling in to talk about his role as FBI head agent Harry Cooper. I'm going to ask him how it's like to play an FBI agent on television, and also I'll be asking him, will he be reprising his role as to the Man of Steel sequel, Batman vs. Superman, which is scheduled to be in theaters in 2015. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When we donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you're just tuning in, you're tuning into a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. That's Entertainment will be here on Blog Talk Radio. It has been on the network for about 4 years now. So if you're tuning in, I'd like to say welcome. Today is a very special show because today, I have a special guest coming on. You've seen him in such movies as Man of Steel, Ray, The Matrix Reloaded, Stomp the Yard. But now he's currently playing a FBI head agent in the hit NBC crime thriller, The Blacklist. His name is Mr. Harry Lennox. And, you know, Harry has been in such films, everything from Barbershop 2, Love and Basketball, Titus, you name it. He's going to be calling in about 7 minutes from now. So in the meantime, while we're waiting on Harry to call in, I'm going to go ahead and play some music, and we'll be talking with the very accomplished and he's just everywhere, the very talented Mr. Harry Lennox. So stay tuned.
Look at me.
Of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. Today is a special show because today I'm going to be talking with actor Harry Lennox. Now, you may have seen him in such movies as Man of Steel, Ray, The Matrix Reloaded, Stomp the Yard, Titus. On the television side, he has starred in ER, Law and Order Los Angeles, Emily Owens, Dollhouse, and the critical acclaimed series 24. Now you can see him as an FBI head as the by the name of Harry Cooper in the NBC action thriller The Blacklist. And Harry is, you know, very well known. He's also is a Golden Globe nominee. He's also an NAACP nominee, and he's also a Tony nominee. He's been in so many roles. He has directed the stage version of Robert Townsend, The Five Heartbeats. He also has he got a Golden Globe nomination for Commander in Chief, as he played Adam Clayton Power Jr. in that movie. He also was in so many television series like Law and Order Los Angeles, Dollhouse, Little Britain. The list go on and on. He's also had starred in the title role of August Wilson King Hedley II, which he also got a Tony nomination for. So I'm really excited. But without further ado, please welcome my guest, Mr. Harry Lennox.
Good
morning, Harry. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm a little bit warmer than I might be. I'm not in in New York where we do the show. I'm actually in Richmond, Virginia, lovely little town. So I'm doing well.
Oh, yes, it is. I have been to Richmond several times.
Yeah, okay, great, great.
Yeah, I want to say thank you, Harry, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and talk with us here on That's Entertainment. And I wanted to say I'm a big fan of yours. We've seen you in so many movies and television shows, and now we can currently see you in the hit NBC crime thriller, The Blacklist. Can you tell the audience exactly what is a blacklist?
Well, the blacklist in this case is a list that is compiled by a well-known criminal, international spy by the name of Red Reddington. And because he is he's been under the radar of the FBI for a little while, but we can't find him, he puts a switch on the old-fashioned theme of us apprehending a criminal and him helping us find people. He comes to us. He finds us. And he says that he will help us find people that we don't even know about that pose serious threats to the United States security. If he can only, but his only condition is he'll speak to only one agent, and he wants complete anonymity. He wants complete freedom to move around. And so, because he's got this tremendous asset for us, because he is a tremendous asset for us, we let him do exactly that. Because he is not as dangerous to us as all the people that he knows about. And so so we rely on him to help us catch people who would otherwise be doing tremendous damage to the citizens of the United States.
Now, you play the FBI head agent, Harry Cooper. How do you prepare for this role? Was you able to hang out with other FBI agents? How do you prepare for this role?
I'm actually the assistant director for counterterrorism on the show, so I'm not really an agent. But I work with agents in charge, special agents in charge, assistant special agents. But yes, I have the unique position of being the spokesperson for the Youth Initiative for the National Association, or I'm sorry, the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, and that is a group of people who are composed. You know, they are in the FBI, they're in ICE. They're in the NSA, they're in Homeland Security. So it's really a bunch of black executives who operate at every level, municipal, county, state, and federal. And so I know a lot of federal agents. And also my brother is a 30-year veteran of the Illinois State Police. He's retired now, but he had 30 years in as the commander of the largest district in Illinois. So I'm pretty well versed in law enforcement, even though my background may not suggest that. I'm actually an artist and a former seminarian. I actually have a tremendous amount of respect for law enforcement, and I really believe that they're the good guys for the most part.
Now, what is it like working with actor James Spader? What is that like?
He is an elite actor. He is one of the few people in the world that I think that would be able to pull off being both a murderous, villainous criminal like he is on the show, but also makes you laugh. I mean, he's great. It's maybe him, guys like Anthony Hopkins, but there are very, very few actors who could do that, who could make you love them. And at the same time, they're absolutely terrifyingly dangerous. So he lifts the game of everybody on the field. It's sort of like I tell people, one teammate of Joe DiMaggio used to say, I would look back behind me in center field and DiMaggio would be there and you'd have to like your chances. And that's what it is when you're working with James Spader. You know he's the lead of the television show, and you have to like your chances that the show's going to do well. He's a winner, and he's our quarterback, and it's really quite fun to act with him, and I look forward to it every time.
Wow. Now, you have also worked on some indie film projects, and I believe one that's coming out, I think it's due out this year, called Age 4. Could you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. Age 4 stands for Henry IV. And so we took Shakespeare's play. He wrote a two-part play called Henry IV, Part 1 and 2. And we adapted not the language. The language is Shakespeare's language, but we put it in the modern urban setting. So instead of England, it's Inglewood. Instead of Wales, it's Watts. But we've got the rest of Shakespeare's language in it, and it is the first black Shakespeare film, to my knowledge, that's ever been done, ever. And we are tremendously proud of it. We had every intention of it coming out this year. Also, I did a movie called Mr. Sophistication a couple of years ago, which we've been waiting to get proper distribution on, and that's coming out this year. And then thirdly, I'm working right now on a movie called Revival, which is the first gospel musical film to tell the life, resurrection, ministry of Jesus Christ, using gospel music as the chief, you know, narrative device. So, you know, got a lot going on, and I'm very proud of all of these three things. I think they offer a great alternative to what we normally get.
You know, that's so interesting that you said that you have all these projects, you have all these movies and things going on. But I heard that maybe it was last year, maybe it was the year before, that you was actually thinking about retiring. Is that true?
It is true. Yeah, I just about had it. You know, I mean, I've done a lot in this career. I've been at this 30 years. You know, my brother retired after 30 years. I got jealous. And I thought, you know, he gets to enjoy his life every day. He makes up his own schedule and all that. I like that. That's a good that's a good thing to look forward to. But I tell you, this is great to postpone my retirement because I enjoy going to work every day now. I wasn't gonna, you know, just disappear and go live in Florida someplace and sip Mai Tais. I was just gonna go back and, you know, keep producing. And to go into academia. I really want to go back and get my PhD, and I want to get back into a classroom. I started out while I was an actor in Chicago in theater. I was also a school teacher. I was a full-time school teacher in Chicago public school system. So I still miss that, and I want to go back and teach, perhaps not at elementary school, but perhaps to teach at the college level. And that's something I do look forward to when I do hang up my spurs, so to speak.
Wow. Now you were at Comic-Con in San Diego last year, and the director of Man of Steel, Zack Snyder, had asked you to come on stage because he said your voice is better than his. Now, was that a hit? Are you going to reprise your role in the Batman versus Superman movie?
Well, that's the idea, you know, is for me to do it. I know that the release of the movie has been delayed a little bit, and I think the start of filming has been delayed a bit. They're trying to get a bunch of other elements put together. You know, when you do this, it's not like putting on a school play.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a big project, and it is a lot of infrastructure that has to be put into place. But I'm sure that the wait will be worth it, and I'm hoping that we can work out the deal, you know, my deal, and that I will be reprising my role as General Swanwick in it. I had a great time on the first one. I love Zack Snyder. I love Henry Cavill, Amy Adams. They're great to work with, and I would like to work with them as much as possible and as soon as possible.
Now, as you was growing up, do you have a favorite superhero?
Superman. followed by Spider-Man, but Superman by far, like it's not even close. Superman is my favorite superhero. Spider-Man was second. The Incredible Hulk was third. I think maybe Batman was fourth. So that's my top four right there.
Wow. Well, Harry, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to come on the show and talk with us today. Is there a way that people can follow you on social media? Do you have a Facebook fan page? And how can people follow you on Twitter?
Yes, my Facebook fan page is Harry Lennox, right? HARRYLENNIX. And then there's also a Harry Lennox fan book. So I have two fan pages on Facebook. And then on Twitter, I'm at Harry Lennox. So Twitter or whatever. I'm easy to find. And, you know, my name, Harry Lennox, is my Twitter handle and is also my Facebook page. So You know, look for me, follow me, and we'll follow you back.
All right. Well, thank you, Harry, for coming by on the show today. And we'll definitely be watching you every Monday night, The Blacklist on NBC at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you again, Harry, and much continued success. And do not retire anytime soon.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All
right. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Harry Lennox. You can make sure you watch him every Monday night on NBC on the hit crime thriller, The Blacklist. Right now we have here, let's see, we have here about 24 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and we're going to be back with some entertainment news and talk about the Grammys last night. For those who didn't watch it, I will give you the latest on who were the winners, the hits in this, and some of the performers right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Rad, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit strokesnojoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Right now, we have here 22 minutes left remaining in the show. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning into a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about the show, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way, it will give you a reminder when I'm on the air live. And also, follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain1. That's THATS Entertain and the number one. And like us on Facebook. Just go to www.thatsentertainment.radio. Right now, we have 21 minutes left remaining in the show. And if you are just tuning in, you missed a special treat. I was on the air on the phone with actor Harry Lennox from the hit NBC crime thriller, The Blacklist, which comes on every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Harry has been in numerous roles from ER to 24 to you name it, Law and Order. He's been on Emily Owen, MD, and that's just television. He has starred in numerous movie roles as Man of Steel, Stomp the Yard, Barbershop 2, Love and Basketball, Titus, The Matrix Reloaded, The Matrix Revolution. And now you can currently see him on NBC every Monday night as FBI agent Harry Cooper. And he just does it all. He has won he was a nominee of a Golden Globe, a Tony, and an NAACP award. And he just mentioned that he is going to reprise his role in the Man of Steel sequel, which is called Batman versus Superman. Now, according to my notes, it's supposed to be scheduled to release in 2015. Harry said that they're at the process of getting ready to film it. He didn't have a release date, but according to my notes, they said by 2015 it should be in theaters. So such a great man. Make sure you watch his work. He's a great actor. I put Harry in that category, like Denzel Washington, Forrest Whitaker, those great actors. He's definitely a class act, and I definitely put him as same as an A-list actor, just like Denzel and Forrest. So make sure you definitely see him tonight on NBC. Last night was the 56th Annual Grammy Awards. Now, I'm going to give you the highlights and lowlights of the show, but it starred such hit recording artists like Beyonce, Katy Perry, and Taylor Swift. They all graced the red carpet at the Staples Center in L.A. last night. There was also, there was big winners last night on that show. We had Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams, went home with several Grammys. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis were also big winners last night at the award show. They were the lead in the winners. Daft Punk, the French electronic music duo to Album of the Year. While Macklemore and Ryan Lewis were crowned Best New Artist, Daft Punk won 4 of 7 award nominations, including Record of the Year and Best Pop Duo Group Performance for their collaboration with Pharrell Williams on Get Lucky, as well as Best Dance Electronica Album for their number one album. After performing a special rendition of Get Lucky on stage alongside Stevie Wonder, William received his own award for Producer of the Year. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis also took to the stage with Madonna, where 33 couples married in the crowd during their performance of Same Love. The duo celebrated victories for Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Album, bringing their total trophy count to 4. Justin Timberlake was absent from the show, but he managed to bag the Best R&B Song Award on top of a further two in collaboration with Jay-Z, who collected his award. Timberlake and Jay-Z, who opened the Grammys with Jay-Z, who opened the Grammys with his wife Beyonce early that evening, he won for Best Rap Song Collaboration and Best Music Video for Holy Grail and Suit and Tie. Now, meanwhile, she took to the stage to celebrate winning Song of the Year for Royals, which also won her Best Pop Solo Performance, marking a good start for the 17-year-old first year at the ceremony. Paul McCartney also celebrated a successful night with victories in 2 categories. The Beatles legend won Best Rock Song with David Grohl, Chris Novoselic, and Pat Smear on Cut Me Some Slack, as well as Best Music Film for Live Kisses. The 71-year-old rejoined former Beatle bandmate Ringo Starr for a special performance to mark the group's 50th anniversary since appearing on American television. Other big winners from the ceremony included Bruno Mars, Rihanna, Alicia Keys, Adele, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Kacey Musgraves, Michael Bublé, and Vampire Weekend. So those were some of the top winners at the 56th annual Grammy Award last night. Now, some of the performers that night included, Beyonce and Jay-Z opened the show. They did Drunken Love, and Beyonce had a very lace black kind of bodysuit on. Her hair was wet, and she and Jay-Z took to the stage. They opened it up. There was a lot of some criticism about the show, how some people didn't like the way Beyonce was dressed. They were saying, now she's a mother now. She shouldn't be dancing or dressing like that. She's an entertainer. I mean, just because you're a mom, you got to dress like you're from the Amish country. I don't know. But she and Jay-Z did a fabulous performance. I love when Jay-Z and Beyonce come on stage. You can tell they love what they do. They love each other. It's just a beautiful thing. Other performers of that night, Katy Perry and Juicy J, they did. Katy Perry came out. It was all black. They had dancers, and Juicy J came out there to perform with her. Other performers that night was, which was the, I think, in my personal opinion, and it was also trending big time on Twitter, was the performance with Imagine Dragon and Kendrick Lamar. That remix that they did, I mean, Kendrick Lamar is a monster. I mean, he just... It was just a powerful performance. I can't remember the name of the song, unfortunately, but you have to Google it, go on YouTube. I'm pretty sure they download it on YouTube or go to the Grammy website. I'm pretty sure they have it on there. But that performance with Imagine Dragon and Kendrick Lamar was insane. And actually, speaking of Imagine Dragon, they're going to be the music guests on this week's Saturday Night Live. I hope they bring Kendrick Lamar, for real. I hope they bring Kendrick Lamar with them to repeat that performance, because that was insane. Also performed that night was Pink. You know, she does this, you know, Pink is a former gymnast, for anyone who didn't know. And, you know, she does this acrobat performance, even in her concerts, and she's so good. I mean, there was some, you know, she takes the ribbons and she twirls around. She, it's amazing. I could watch her all day. It never gets old. She does this all the time, and she's just so graceful. But, you know, again, Pink used to be a former gymnast, so it's just, she was in her element, so to speak. Also, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr reunited for the first time in 5 years. They perform on stage. Yoko Ono was there in the audience. You know, she's the widow of John Legend. She was there, and, you know, it was crazy to see them back on stage. You know, they hadn't performed in such a long time. I think the last time was 5 years, but they were there to celebrate it 50 years since the first time they came here across the pond to America as the Beatles to celebrate their 50th anniversary. So it was a crazy night, a wonderful night indeed. Also, I wanted to talk about there was a lot of controversy about the winnings of the Daft Punk and Macklemore, because a lot of people felt that Kendrick Lamar was robbed, some other artists was robbed, because, you know, they felt that that Kendrick Lamar should have got for Best New Artist instead of Lorde, or Best Rap Artist for, instead of, you know, Macklemore and Lewis, but that's how the Grammys work. Also, at the Grammy Awards, you know, what's an award show without the red carpet? Some of the outfits that some of the artists wore was so beautiful, so breathtaking. Beyonce wore a beautiful lace white dress. It was gorgeous. She wore, it was just beautiful. Another one that I liked was... Taylor Swift. She wore, like, it was more like a metallic type metal-like dress. It was gorgeous. I thought she looked stunning. Also, who else? Oh, Katy Perry wore, it was a dress that, I think Dolce & Gabbana made it. And it had, it was like a new color. It had, it wasn't lace. It was, I can't think of the, more like a chiffon type material, and it had musical notes, like the musical notes like ran like a border around the bottom of the dress. I thought that was so pretty, and she had that very regal, upsweet hairdo. It was gorgeous. I just thought it was a beautiful dress. Rita Ora wore this metallic dress also. It had like a green, shimmery gold effect to it, which I thought she was very nice. Her makeup was on point. Some of the misses was Pharrell Williams. You know, Pharrell came there with some kind of ranger hat on, and he had like a red, you know, jogging top on. And I was like, I know Pharrell Williams had to know he's going to at least win one award, but that was crazy. And My friend Verna, she's in the chat room. She said something funny on Facebook of how she was thinking about purchasing a hat like that, and maybe she will be I can't remember it all the way. I think she, but it was so funny, Verna. That was a good one, Verna. Thank you for listening. But that was some of the highlights and lowlights of the 56th Annual Grammy Award. You know, this Wednesday, if you missed the show, again, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis were some of the one of the top winners of the night. Daft Punk featuring Pharrell Williams and Miles Roger from, you know, Chic, the group Chic back in the day. They took home about 4 awards. And it was just, oh, and also another highlight from the award show when Macklemore and Ryan Lewis performed their song Same Love. And again, they had, it was originally supposed to be 34 couples, but it ended up being 33 because one of the couples decided they got cold feet. So 33 couples married in the crowd during the performance of Same Love, and then Madonna came on stage singing her classic hit, Open Your Heart. So it was beautiful. They had gay couples. They had heterosexual couples. They had interracial couples married right there live from Los Angeles from the Grammy Awards. And that was beautiful. I thought it was a beautiful thing. So that was just some of the highlights of that show. Oh, yes, Verna said in the chat room she was talking about getting lucky from buying the song from Daft Punk. It was so funny. That was definitely a good one, Verna. Definitely funny indeed. Right now we have here 8 minutes left remaining in the show. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. This is our 4th year here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you like the show and you want to know more about it, make sure you check in every week, especially on Wednesday afternoon, because that's when I usually broadcast every Wednesday afternoon between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern for the latest in entertainment news and pop culture. And speaking of Wednesday show, make sure you tune in this Wednesday where my special guest will be author Anthony D. Collins. Now, Anthony is also a Blog Talk Radio host here, and he does a show. It's the Anthony and B-Fi show, which his co-star is Beautiful Butterfly, who she used to have a show on Blog Talk Radio, and now she's the co-host onto the Vibration Radio show that they have here on Blog Talk Radio. Anthony is going to be coming by to talk about his new book, Life is Outstanding. It just release, and it's an incredible book. Anthony talks about how, you heard this phrase, if you believe it, you can achieve it. Well, it's so evident in this book, and Anthony talks about how if we think positive and go about our day and thinking about positive things change our frame of mind, our frame of thinking, it will change our whole attitude. We become more positive. We become more driven. We become more goal-oriented just by changing our way of thinking from negative to positive. And in the book, he shows you how to go about that. He also gives example on how what he had went through, some of the adversity that he went through and the hard times he went through, and how one day he decided, hey, you know what, I got to change my attitude. And the book talks about that, and it's such a great read. So tune in this Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, where my special guest will be author and radio personality and Blog Talk Radio host, Anthony D. Collins. He's going to be my special guest this Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Right now we have here 5 minutes left remaining in the show. That will do it for me today. I'm going to close out the show with one of the hits from Daft Punk, and that is Get Lucky. So you guys have a great day. Stay safe, and I will see you next time. Take care. All right, just a little bit of mechanical, technical difficulties, but I'm going to get the music on for you. And again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at That's Entertain1, that's THATS, and the number one. And also follow us on Twitter at www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning.
All right, I don't know what happened to my music.
What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning.
We come too far to give up who we are. So let's break the bar and our cars to the stars. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for the fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good.